Today's reading begins in 2 Kings chapter 15 verse 13. 2 Kings chapter 15 verse 13. Shallum the son of Jabesh began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah king of Judah, and he reigned 1 month in Samaria. Then Menahem the son of Gadi came up from Tirzah and came to Samaria, and he struck down Shallum the son of Jabesh in Samaria and put him to death and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the deeds of Shallum and the conspiracy that he made, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. At that time Menahem sacked Tifsah and all who were in it and its territory from Tirzah on, because they did not open it to him. Therefore he sacked it, and he ripped open all the women in it who were pregnant. In the 39th year of Azariah king of Judah, Menahem the son of Gadi began to reign over Israel, and he reigned 10 years in Samaria. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart all his days from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which he made Israel to sin. Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that he might help him to confirm his hold on the royal power. Menahem exacted the money from Israel, that is, from all the wealthy men, 50 shekels of silver from every man, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back and did not stay there in the land. Now the rest of the deeds of Menahem and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah his son reigned in his place. In the 50th year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekahiah the son of Menahem began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 2 years. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which he made Israel to sin. And Pekah the son of Remaliah, his captain, conspired against him with 50 men of the people of Gilead, and struck him down in Samaria, in the citadel of the king's house, with Argob and Ariah. He put him to death and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the deeds of Pekahiah and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. That was a very short reading for today, but we can still think about this progression that's happening, that things are just going from bad to worse. Not only is there no respect for Jehovah and what he has commanded as far as his worship, not only are they serving idolatrous gods, but we also see a complete lack of respect for life, that they're talking about ripping open these pregnant women and killing each other in order to gain the throne. It is just, you know, one thing after another to show how rampant their wickedness has become. Sometimes we wonder where our own country is going when we see a decline in morality. But make no mistake, no matter how bad it gets, we must still serve the Lord our God. And we must serve him faithfully, and we must be the voice in the darkness that shouts out the light and the truth, no matter what people's response to it will be. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.